Hello, friends. This is Dr. Brian Hart, Chief Operating Officer for the American Board of Forensic Accounting. I would like to welcome you to this week's News Update Week in Review. Week of Monday, January 12, 2026, through Friday, January 16, 2026. Monday, January 12, 2026. USDA employee sentenced to 2 years in prison for a multi-million dollar food stamp fraud and bribery scheme. Arlasa Davis was sentenced to 24 months in prison for her role in a sprawling fraud and bribery scheme that generated over $66 million in unauthorized transactions under the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, SNAP, colloquially known as food stamps. Davis, a longtime employee of the United States Department of Agriculture, abused her position within the division responsible for identifying SNAP fraud to sell confidential government information to criminals. Davis previously pled guilty to bribery and conspiracy to commit bribery. Davis worked within the USDA division responsible for identifying SNAP fraud. She abused her privileged access to federal systems to sell hundreds of electronic benefits transfer, EBT, license numbers to co-conspirators. Davis photographed handwritten lists of license numbers intended for qualifying stores with her personal cell phone and funneled them to an intermediary who sold them to co-conspirators, who in turn used those license numbers to fraudulently obtain EBT terminals for stores that were not authorized by the USDA to process SNAP transactions. In return, Davis received substantial bribes that were disguised in communications as, among other things, birthday gifts and flowers. Source: U.S. Department of Justice, United States Attorney's Office, 2025. Tuesday, January 13, 2026. Former Tallahassee man sentenced to computer tech support fraud scheme that targeted the elderly. John Coleman was sentenced to pay $1,005,313 in restitution and serve 3 years of supervised release for operating an unlicensed money transmitting business in connection with a nationwide computer technical support fraud scheme that preyed upon more than 300 elderly vulnerable victims. Court documents reflect that beginning in November 2018, the defendant opened two corporations in Florida, Seminole Services, Inc. and QB Accounting Services, which purportedly were in business to provide computer tech services. Neither business was registered as a money transmitting service as required by law, but the defendant had opened the business to receive money from elderly victims and then wire those funds to his co-conspirators, who were located in foreign countries. These co-conspirators used a variety of tactics on victims, including convincing them that their computers had been infected with computer viruses, had been hacked, or that their financial information was at risk of being stolen, to fraudulently convince victims to pay as much as $150,000 for computer repair services. Source: U.S. Department of Justice, U.S. Attorney's Office, 2025. Wednesday, January 14, 2026. Bookkeeper of local business indicted on wire and mail fraud charges. A federal grand jury returned an indictment charging the bookkeeper from a Bristol, Virginia-based business with several counts of mail fraud and wire fraud after she allegedly stole more than $200,000 from the business to pay her bills and buy more than 400 items from Amazon. According to the indictment, Angela Conley worked as a bookkeeper for a Bristol, Virginia-based business, Company A, for more than 40 years. As Company A's bookkeeper, Conley was responsible for, among other duties, Company A's payroll. As such, Conley had access to bank accounts and was issued a company credit card. The indictment alleges that beginning in January 2020 and continuing through February 2025, Conley devised a scheme to personally enrich herself through fraud by obtaining funds that belonged to Company A. Conley is accused of using her authority as a bookkeeper to send wire transfers of funds from Company A's bank account to Conley's personal Capital One credit card account, her personal checking account, and to make hundreds of purchases from Amazon. An indictment is merely an allegation, and all defendants are presumed innocent unless and until proven guilty by a court of law. Source: U.S. Department of Justice, U.S. Attorney's Office, 2025. Thursday, January 15, 2026. Men indicted for posing as FBI agents to commit fraud. Venkateswara Reddy, Shagam Reddy, and Sai Praven Komana were indicted on one count each of wire fraud conspiracy and one count of interference with commerce by threat. From May 2025 through September 2025, Shagam Reddy and Komana are accused of conspiring with others to defraud a victim in Kansas. The members of the conspiracy posed as agents with the Federal Bureau of Investigation. They allegedly convinced the individual to purchase $255,287 in gold and give it to them, falsely thinking it was going to a government agency for safekeeping. The members of the conspiracy, including the men in the indictment, allegedly primarily targeted elderly retired individuals, falsely asserting they were from a government agency and telling victims that their identity was being compromised in ways that could result in jail time or major financial loss for victims. All defendants are presumed innocent unless and until proven guilty by a court of law. Source: U.S. Department of Justice, U.S. Attorney's Office, 2025. Friday, January 16, 2026. Two Americans plead guilty to targeting multiple U.S. victims using ALF-V Black Cat ransomware. Ryan Goldberg and Kevin Martin pled guilty for their roles in conspiring to obstruct, delay, or affect commerce through extortion in connection with ransomware attacks occurring in 2023. According to court documents, Goldberg, Martin, and another co-conspirator successfully deployed the ransomware known as ALF-V Black Cat between April 2023 and December 2023 against multiple victims located throughout the United States. The three men agreed to pay the ALF-V Black Cat administrators a 20% share of any ransoms received in exchange for access to the ransomware and ALF-V Black Cat's extortion platform. All three men worked in the cybersecurity industry, meaning that they had special skills and experience in securing computer systems against harm, including the type of harm they themselves were committing against victims in the case. After successfully extorting one victim for approximately $1.2 million in Bitcoin, the men split their 80% share of this ransom three ways and laundered the funds through various means. According to court documents, ALF-V Black Cat targeted the computer networks of more than 1,000 victims around the world. Source: U.S. Department of Justice, 2025. The American Board of Forensic Accounting would like to offer you the opportunity to purchase an electronic copy of the textbook, Forensic and Investigative Accounting, 10th edition, featuring renowned author Dr. D. Larry Crumbly, at the sale price of $145. For more information, please contact Dr. Scott McCone at scott@abfa.us. Interested in jumpstarting your career with a new certification? Contact Executive Director Scott McCone at scott@abfa.us.